That's why that First Thessalonians record in 4:14 a little while ago, asleep in what? Jesus. Boy, oh boy, if that was true, we wouldn't have a Bible left. That thing, nobody could put it together. It's not the word in. It's the word dia, by means of, by way of Jesus Christ. Because you and I are not in Jesus. Even if we fall asleep, we're not in Jesus. We are in the resurrected Christ. We stand on resurrection ground. Not in his humiliation, his suffering. When he suffered, we did what? We already went through it with him. Because God so loved and Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. That's why. Yea, though we have known Christ as the Messiah. Really something, isn't it? After the flesh, we no longer what? Know the Messiah after the what? Because the Messiah is not to us. The Messiah was to whom? Israel. Glory, hallelujah. Now I'm not Israel. I'm better than Israel ever got to dream about. I'm a born-again son of God, called out from both Jew and Gentile, neither Jew nor Gentile, neither bond nor free, but a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's why verse 17 said, therefore, if any man be in whom? Not in Jesus, but in whom? That's what it says, that's what it means. And at the moment the man confesses with his mouth the Lord Jesus, it's Christ in him, the hope of glory. But at that moment it is also what? The man in Christ. And he is a new creation. The in Christ of verse 17 is not the Messiah in his flesh. Because verse 16 has just told us that even though we have known the Messiah in the flesh, we no longer know the Messiah in the flesh. But if any man be in Christ, not the Messiah in the flesh, but the one whom God did what? Raised from the dead. Don't you see it? Oh, glory. People, that's it. One whom God raised. Not the Messiah to Israel, but the one whom God raised from the dead. That's the Christ we're in. You see what God accomplished in Christ by the resurrection, in that God raised him from the dead, is what we are in. Look at that 16th verse again. Wherefore, we henceforth know, from now on, no longer know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, known Christ after the, yet now, from now on, we no longer what? Know him. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, any believer, born again believer, any in Christ, he is a what? New creation by God, what God wrought in him. Now watch it. Verse 17. Old things are what? Right. The Christ of the flesh, whom we have known after the flesh, who speaks to us in our day and time via the Gospels, via records in the Old Testament. Old things are what? That's what it says. The Christ of the flesh is the old things that has passed away. Flesh has no part It has no place in true Christianity. Christ is no more known after the flesh in true Christianity. The flesh profits nothing. There are no ordinances. The Word of God says, you do not judge yourself, nor do you allow anyone to judge you in meat, drink, respect of a holiday you want to keep. Colossians 2:16 says so. Old things are passed away. He has just told us in verse 16 that this Christ after the flesh was one thing, but in verse 17 he says that the old things are passed away, and he's already told us in 16 we're no longer to know Christ after the flesh. Class, there's no keeping of the law, of baptism. There is no keeping of the law of circumcision, or of foot washing, or any other so-called sacrament. Is any evidence or indication of anyone's being a Christian? Because old things are what? And all of those things relate in culmination to the point of Christ in the flesh period. And we're to no longer know Christ according or after the what? Old things are passed away to those who are new creation. You see, in Romans 15, one verse of Scripture should have settled it for us centuries ago. Verse 8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister to the circumcision. The text reads to, not of. He was a minister to whom? The circumcision. And who represents the circumcision? Israel. Jesus Christ came to Israel. His ministry was to Israel. When he sent out the 12, he sent them to Israel. When he sent out the 70, he sent them to Israel. He was a minister to the circumcision to fulfill the truth of God, to confirm the promises that had been made all through the generations to the fathers. Jesus Christ never came to start the church to which you and I belong. That was the mystery which was hidden in God from before the foundation or the overthrow of the world. Old things are what? Behold, all things, all, and the word all without any exception, becomes what? New. All things are become what? New. The Christ of the new power due to his resurrection. The flesh profits what? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. John 6:63 says, now becomes knowledgeable after the day of Pentecost and comes into concretion in reality. The connection, the linking, the key in this moving power of God on resurrection ground is in the indwelling spirit within man, the believer. All things have become new. The old has passed away. We're not in the flesh and what was accomplished in that flesh. We are not back there. Behold, all things are become new. Literally, our bond with Him is in the one Spirit. Not in anything man has done.